The Enchanted Land of Fruitopia. In the far reaches of the world, beyond the towering mountains and the deepest seas, lay an enchanted kingdom known as Fruitopia. A land of radiant colors, lush fields, and shimmering streams, Fruitopia was a paradise where fruits and vegetables coexisted in joyful harmony. The very air was sweet, filled with the fragrance of ripe peaches and strawberries. The rivers flowed with crystal clear water, nurturing the verdant earth. Fruitopia was a place where nature's bounty flourished under the care of the ancient mystic trees. At the heart of this magical land stood the mystic trees, towering giants that had stood for centuries. Their branches reached high into the sky, their leaves shimmering with a soft golden glow that illuminated the land both day and night. The mystic trees were the lifeblood of Fruitopia. Their roots stretched deep into the earth, drawing forth a magical essence that enriched the soil, allowing fruits and vegetables to grow in abundance, and with an unparalleled taste. But these trees were not just ordinary plants. They were the very essence of life in Fruitopia. Their magic sustained the land, giving vitality to every living thing. The trees were revered by all, and the fruits and vegetables of Fruitopia lived in harmony with one another, knowing that their lives were intertwined with the magic of the mystic trees. One resident of Fruitopia, a unique and curious little girl named Pineapple Heart, had always felt a special connection to these ancient trees. With her golden hair, streaked with the vibrant hues of a ripened pineapple, and eyes that sparkled with wonder, she stood out among her peers. But it wasn't just her appearance that made her special. It was her deep love and reverence for the mystic trees. While other children played games in the sun or frolicked through the fields, Pineapple Heart would spend hours beneath the shade of the mystic trees. She would sit quietly, listening to the rustle of their leaves, feeling the gentle pulse of magic that flowed through them. To Pineapple Heart, the trees were more than just towering giants. They were guardians, protectors of the land, and she loved them with all her heart. One morning, as the first rays of sunlight kissed the land, Pineapple Heart sat beneath her favorite mystic tree. The air was fresh, and the gentle breeze carried the sweet scent of blooming flowers. But something felt different that day. The wind, which usually danced playfully around her, seemed tense, carrying a faint whisper of distress. Pineapple Heart sat up, her heart pounding in her chest. She glanced around and gasped. One of the mystic trees had vanished. Where once a towering tree had stood, there was now only a bare patch of earth. No roots, no leaves, just emptiness. Panic surged through her, and she ran from one fruit friend to another, asking if they had seen what had happened. But no one knew. The disappearance of the mystic tree was as mysterious as it was alarming. Desperate for answers, Pineapple Heart turned to her best friend, Mango, a vibrant bird with feathers as colorful as the fruits of the land. Mango was known far and wide for his melodious songs that celebrated the beauty of Fruitopia, and he was always ready for an adventure. When Pineapple Heart told him about the missing tree, his eyes widened in concern, and without hesitation, he agreed to join her on a quest to uncover the truth. "I had a feeling something was amiss," Mango said, his voice tinged with worry. "The songs of the trees have been growing quieter. We must find out what's happening." And so, with a heart full of determination and a bird full of curiosity, Pineapple Heart and Mango set off on their extraordinary journey to save Fruitopia. Their path took them through lush forests where strawberries danced in the breeze, across sparkling streams where watermelons bobbed like buoys, and up steep hills where carrots peeked out from the earth, offering words of encouragement. Along the way, they encountered a diverse array of fruit and vegetable characters, each with their own unique qualities and wisdom to share. In a meadow filled with daisies, they met a wise old tomato named Toma, who had lived through many seasons and knew much about the land's history. Toma told them of ancient legends, of times when the mystic trees had faced threats from those who did not understand their power. "The trees are connected to all life in Fruitopia," Toma explained, his voice low and grave. "If they are in danger, so is our land. You must find the source of this disturbance before it's too late."